on the Buzz Radio Network in Fayetteville today. Justin Akre, now joined by Robbie Neiswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau. Buddy, good to see you. How are you?
Good, but how do you expect me to follow that?
I know. How about that? I don't know how I'm going to follow that. Actually, Matty T, would it be okay just to shut the show down? I don't know that we can do much better than that. It was
just
pretty exciting.
How about dead air?
That was fun. That'd be good. That wouldn't be the worst show.
Good to be
here.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, wouldn't be the worst show we'd ever done, I promise you. We've done a lot of shows where I'm like, man, we've been way better off just doing dead air.
Tonight we ride. See you tomorrow.
There you go. You did a great job. That was awesome. Excellent 90 minutes. It's sort of like, you know how the Amish do 1.5 times everybody else? Matt and I do about half what everybody else does, so whatever that is, whatever that particular lifestyle is. Crazy Mike does like 2 or 3 times what everybody else does, and of course he's making sure that your belly is full. And tonight, of course, is Thursday. The next time you're in Little Rock, I'm taking you to Crazy Mike's, Robbie.
All right.
All you can eat wings on Thursday, so I prefer that you come then because that's a heck of a deal. But you know what? Any day of the week, great food, except for Sunday because he's closed then. And if those of you out there are looking for a job, if you've got management experience in the restaurant biz, he needs a front-end manager with experience. You can call him at 425-9498. 501-425-9498 for the rest of us, of course. We're going to go down there and eat and enjoy it. And Christina LeCure, who comes on the show occasionally, she's our kind of our golf insider. She's a very picky eater, and she ate the hush puppies when Mike was up last time. Loved them. So I promise you, those are spectacular. I'm not sure what he does to them, but he makes them with love, and they are fantastic. 11 to 8 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9:30 on Friday and Saturday. Crazy Mike at 200 North Bowman Road, Little Rock, Arkansas. And online, crazywithak-mikes.com, wings, gumbo. If it's fried, if it's blackened, if it's grilled, you're all set at Crazy Mike's. Okay, so I don't know exactly what the deal is, Matty T. Are they showing any golf? Are you watching the golf?
Doesn't show now
that they're holding. It looks like they are playing now.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Poulter's on the tee.
Poulter is?
Yes.
Is he wearing pink today?
He's wearing blue.
Thank you.
Okay. Tyler, if you want to talk, just hop on a mic.
I'm on a mic, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't.
Okay.
There, right there. There it is.
Go.
He keeps changing mics.
Keeping up on the U.S. Open for us. I've got Charles Schwartzel, -3 leading the way with Charlie Hoffman, who's also 3-under. Nicholas Kolsarts, 2-under par. Tim Clark from South Africa at 2-under par. Ian Poulter, 2-under par through 4.
Tim Clark is actually putting for birdie right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, if he makes it, let me know. Until then, he's 2-under par. Ryan Palmer, 2-under through 2. Dustin Johnson, Steve Stricker, and a host of others at 1-under par, including Mateo Manicero, the young Paisan. So Phil Mickelson at even. And Tiger Woods, I think, yet to tee off. Is that right? All right. They're going to be way behind today. So I am expecting expanded coverage. It is set now to start at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning and 11 o'clock on Sunday morning on NBC. But we may see expanded coverage, whether it's tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday or all three. Tiger Woods, of course, in that high-profile group of the three top players in the world, they were set to tee off at 1:14 this afternoon. But I'm going to guess that they probably will not be starting at 1:14 this afternoon, but we'll see. Tiger, Rory, and Adam Scott playing together. Later on, Bubba Watson, or earlier today, Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, and Kolsarts all playing together. And then Mickelson's playing in that group with Steve Stricker, and then Keegan Bradley is also in their group. So, Robbie, we were talking last night a little bit. It's kind of the downtime for you. It's a downtime for the university. I know the football coaches are working on camp. I guess they've got a last couple of days of camp here in Fayetteville. Not sure what the basketball guys are up to. Baseball just finished. But let's start first things first with football. And now that baseball's over, that's on everybody's mind as they get ready. We've been talking a lot this week about the schedules. And certainly Arkansas has its work cut out for it. I believe the number one schedule in the SEC this year. So it will not be easy.
It's brutal. I mean, first of all, you've got 5 road games, which doesn't happen very often. But those 5 games are at Rutgers and Ole Miss and Florida and Alabama and LSU. So good luck with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be quite a challenge for Bielema and his staff the first year and these players. But, you know, I mean, crazier things have happened, you know. So it's just a situation where, you know, I'm really curious to see what this team looks like when it gets on the field. Still a long way from there, obviously. You know, still got to get through the summer, still got to get through preseason camp, preseason practices, and get to that first game. But, you know, I want to see what this program looks like under his guidance. And it's going to be a transformation year. It's going to be a transition year because there's going to be a lot of differences, I think.
What are the areas of, and I don't know how much you've had a chance to talk to them about this, and I know they're still to some degree in the assessment mode, plus you got to get all the freshmen on campus, but areas of concern and maybe areas of confidence for them. I mean, I guess areas of confidence, the first thing that pops in my mind is defensive line.
Yeah, I think when you start about when you talk about the places, you know, that you're starting off in good shape, the defensive line is number one because you have a lot of veterans there, and that's something that Arkansas hasn't necessarily had, you know. And Most of the group from last year came back, so that's a good thing. You've got some potential for some all-SEC talent there when you're talking about guys like Chris Smith and even Byron Jones. So that's a great place to start. Areas of concern, maybe everywhere else.
Yeah.
that may be the situation. I think you can look at the offensive line. You know, I want to see what this group looks like. You've got a great guy to start with Travis Swanson, who, you know, is an all-SEC center, and he's probably going to, you know, be in the competition there for the Remington Award at the end of the year. You know, he's that talented, and Bielema has said all kinds of things about how talented he is, and we know that Bielema has had some talented centers at Wisconsin. So, but other than that, you've got some guys that you're just not sure about, and how much will some true fresher maybe come in and help this offensive line right away? Because what they want to do offensively is going to really rely on that offensive front and what they can do. So that's probably the biggest area that you're looking at. And then, you know, obviously when you've got a new quarterback, a new starting quarterback, that's going to be an area of concern because you don't know what he's going to look like on the field there in every day, every down situation. So they feel confident in the things that Brandon Allen has done and the way he's grown just in one spring under their guidance. This is a big summer for him because he is the number one guy with Brandon Mitchell gone. So there's no doubt about that. So it's a big summer for him. It's going to be a big preseason as well.
Certainly, you know, I guess they're clearly confident, or maybe they would have worked a little harder to keep Brandon Mitchell on campus, but clearly they're confident that he can get the job done, and they must be happy enough with their backups, which at this point, yeah, it's been said that A.J. Derby's the guy as far as that goes.
He is. Yeah, he is in going into the summer, but, you know, those two freshmen are going to have a chance to compete for that number two job right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with the Brandon Mitchell situation, you know, I don't think they necessarily wanted him to transfer, but if a guy wants to leave, you got to let the guy leave. You know, it's not going to do you any good to hold him here against his will, I guess.
Right.
So it's an opportunity for him to go off and try to earn a starting job elsewhere. And, you know, I think with this staff, they just identified the fact that Brandon Allen was their number one guy and was their choice. And, you know, without standing up and saying he's our guy, you know, they basically said that, you know, by putting him number one on the depth chart. He took all the snaps with the first team during the spring. So it was pretty clear which direction they were headed in. And, you know, so now it's going to be his chance to run this offense.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he does. I'm not 100% sold, but certainly rooting for him, and we'll see how that goes. He can certainly have a much easier job if he gets, you know, help with that offensive
sure.
line and the running back situation
yeah.
as well. Side note, I was just thinking, you know, they have a Remington Award for the best center, and as you mentioned, Swanson's in the mix for that. They need a best left tackle award. I don't
yeah.
think they have that. That's such a key role.
Well, you do have the Lombardi Trophy and stuff like that, that offensive lineman
yeah.
can win.
What's the one for interior? Is that Outland?
Yeah, I think it's the Outland and the Lombardi. I get confused what specifically they're
yeah.
for. So.
Well, left tackle, I mean, if the center gets his own award, I would think left tackle would be in the mix for one as well. That's such a tough spot. And if you're a quarterback, that's an important place for you.
Pretty
as
important.
Know.
Pretty yeah. important. Unless you're a left-handed quarterback.
Good point. Good point. That's excellent. Matty G holding it down. That's a beautiful thing. Welcome back. 11:49. Justin Akre, Robbie Neiswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau, and the Beastie Boys.
I just stuffed a donut in my mouth, so I got to
yeah,
make
I know.
Sure I'm
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm just hammering them. Stayed up late watching that stupid hockey game last night. Thanks a lot, Blackhawks. You couldn't win it in regulation, you losers. Anyway, they did win, so I'm sure they don't probably care. But I get a couple days off, so that'll be fine. Tonight, NBA Finals continue on the buzz. And certainly a huge game for the Miami Heat, who really stunk it up the other day. And we'll play some comments from the Heat in this segment coming up in a minute, Matt. So if you want to get those together. But we're talking to Robbie about kind of a state of the program. And I was hoping to get Jeff Long on today, too. But this is a bad week to be on campus. We got vacation week, so... While I'm
yeah.
encouraging all the kids to take advantage of the opportunities in summer for education, this is when all the administrative folks have to take off. So my man Chuck Barrett's out of town, and Jeff Long is tied up, and, of course, the coaches for football are over on campus, but they are doing their camps today. So they've got a couple days of camp left. So anyway, it's understandable, and we love having you, so this is all good.
Yeah, you're just stuck with me.
No, not stuck. I'm thrilled, man. So, yeah, don't want to say it like that. So I didn't set that up very well. But we're happy to have you, my man. So we talked football, we talked baseball. Let's talk basketball now, and certainly going to be a lot of new faces this year and, you know, some real welcome additions. We had a guy that was, I guess, on campus last year but couldn't play after transferring. So
yeah.
What's your anticipation and expectations for the
very,
basketball team?
Very intrigued with what this team's going to look like because, you know, you've lost. And I don't think you can it's going to be difficult to measure how important Marshawn Powell and B.J. Young were, you know, last year because, you know, we all know there was frustrations, especially with B.J. Young at times.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is these guys averaged, you know, what, probably about 30 points a game combined, something like that, maybe a little more than that. So they were very, very instrumental to the success Arkansas did have last year. Now you've got to take these two pieces out, and now you look and you say, well, who are the scorers now? What's going to happen with this program? And you did mention, you know, Landis Harris will be eligible. I think he's going to be a very, very big addition for this team. I wouldn't be surprised if he leads the team in scoring and probably rebounding as well. I think he's that talented of a guy. You know, we'll have to see how it looks. And they feel good, I think, about the freshman coming in, and obviously with Bobby Portis. I mean, that's a big addition. You're talking about a McDonald's All-American. So anytime you can add somebody like that, you know, there's potential there, and Moses Kingsley as well. So you're probably going to see more of a shift from a guard-oriented team like they were last year to maybe more of the emphasis on the front court, which is good. But they need these guards. You know, they got to find a point guard. And it looks like it might be a guy like Kai Madden who could kind of take over that point guard role. And I know you're wondering, you know, well, what's that going to look like?
Robbie?
I thought he had a very – if you looked at some of the box scores last year, he did a very solid job. It wasn't very noticeable, but it might have been like 6 points.
Not sexy, but effective.
5 rebounds, 5 assists, something like that. That's what this team's going to need for him next year. You know, maybe pick up the scoring, obviously, a little bit. You know, Marjorie Wade, he's got to bounce back from last year. It was a rough year for him shooting-wise. If he can recapture – his sophomore season form a little bit from shooting behind the arc, I think this team's got a chance. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they look like with this new group coming in, and, you know, obviously losing guys like Powell and Young. You know, they're big losses, but I think they feel good about, you know, what they're doing next year.
From a recruiting standpoint, I know there are a couple of guys that got away from the guard position.
Yeah.
They still have a scholarship or two available?
I haven't thought about this for a while, so I forgot. I think that they have one scholarship available, maybe, and at this point it doesn't look like it's going to be filled.
Sure.
And that's okay. They're just going to have to roll with the guys that they got.
And that's what they'll do. Yeah, there will be a little less pressure probably on the guard than the point guard than last year, so that'll be interesting to see how. And Kai's a guy that I'd certainly root for. I mean, he, you know, maybe didn't live up to expectations that first year, and that whole class has taken some heat, you know, and now Mickelson, of course, has transferred out, but I hope he does well, and like you said, he was pretty efficient.
Yeah, so, Kai's the last guy from that class now, isn't he?
Yeah,
last one on campus still. So
isn't funny.
It's amazing.
It's kind of like the Springdale kids.
Yeah, exactly.
In Fayetteville. So, you know.
Yeah, it really tatted class, and all of a sudden they're gone in like a year.
Which way did they go? This weekend, if you're looking for something to do, it is Sticky's 13th anniversary party. And actually, it all kicks off tonight, 13th anniversary on June 13th. How interesting that is. Mickey and the Motor Cars from Austin, Texas. First 30 people through the door get a copy of Randy Rogers' new album, Trouble. Showtime's at 9 o'clock. It's an all-ages show, and special guest Steepwater will be there as well. Friday, local dance party favorites Tragically White at 9 o'clock. Saturday, YouTube sensation Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers. All-ages show as well, Showtime, 9 o'clock. First 50 through the door each night will also get some free Sticky swag. So for more information, go to Sticky's, STICKYZ.com. Going to be fun.
Say that like 3 times fast. Sticky swag.
Sticky's swag. It's tough, without a doubt.
Did you say 13 years?
13 years, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah. It was 6 bridges when I moved here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what, Suzanne? Sticky's.
Yeah. Suzanne and Chris took it over, and they've got the Rev Room, of course, so they've been really busy as well.
Yeah.
Randy Dixon, Robbie Nyswanger joining me here at the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. It's been a fun show so far, and tonight again, NBA playoffs continuing on the buzz. And big question tonight is, what's the situation with Tony Parker, my favorite little Frenchie? He got a little banged up in the last game. He is looking iffy as far as playing extensive minutes tonight, maybe iffy to play at all tonight, and certainly it is going to be a long shot for the Spurs tonight, probably without Tony Parker. Here's Tony Parker on Tony Parker about Tony Parker.
I got a grade one hamstring strain, and so I'm day to day. Yeah, today the MRI just confirmed, you know, that, you know, what I felt, you know, it was strained, and I was just hoping it was not a tear or a defect. And so the good news is not a tear, it's not a defect, so that's the good news. Now I just have to see how I'm going to feel tomorrow.
I literally couldn't understand a word he said. Uh-huh.
Right there, but, I'm glad it wasn't a defect either. That sounds scary if you have a defect.
I think more snails are the answer, Tony Parker. Get yourself ready for the game tonight. Don't they always eat snails in the French people eat? Snails and stuff?
Oui.
I don't know. What else do they eat in France?
Cheese.
Baguettes.
Sorry, fromage.
More Gruyere cheese and much more snails. We'll be ready to get on the court tonight, Tony Pacquiao. It's oversimplified, I suppose. I'm not sure what Greg Popovich eats. I think nails, rusty nails at that. He doesn't drink rusty nails. He eats rusty nails. He is Greg Popovich.
He likes them.
He is the grouchiest, most sarcastic coach on the planet.
I just got to tell.
Yeah, at least he has a little bit of a humorous side. He's sort of like Bill Belichick, except with sarcasm.
I just got to tell you that phrase, mail in game four.
Good,
it just,
right?
It confuses my whole brain. I don't think I can think past that comment. A lot of it will have to do with Tony and, you know, what happens to him during the day and how I think his play will affect our team, whether good or bad. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is, and we'll see what he looks like tomorrow.
Did he just give me the it is what it is?
It is what it is.
Thank you, Greg Popovich, for not saying anything. The other night during the game, Doris Burke asked Pop what they were doing with LeBron James defensively, and he said, I can't tell you that. Tim Duncan was talking about it at the press conference yesterday.
He is the best player in the world, so we're respecting him as that. So we're trying to make his life as difficult as possible, and every time he touches the ball, if we can keep him out of the open court, that's obviously where he really thrives. And if we can keep those away and keep his, you know, his rhythm down, then it's better for us.
There you go. Robbie, I appreciate the time, my man. Enjoyed
it. No problem.
It.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you for coming in and talking to us and listening to me do my stupid Tony Parker invitation. More French toast, more French fries. Go Spurs. Big game tonight, game four. You can hear it here on The Buzz, so there's that. Coming up, more clips from the Pryor Center. Matt Couch will join us. Tell us what's going on. I have a few more details on the Brooks Robinson event going on this weekend that The Buzz is helping to sponsor. And the victor gets the sound bites. The loser has to wait until the 12 o'clock hour. We will